Welcome, happy morning, age to age shall say. Hell today is vanquished, heaven is won today. Christ once dead is living, God forevermore. Him the true Creator, all His works adore. Welcome, happy morning, age to age shall say. Hell today is vanquished, heaven is won today. Maker and Redeemer, life and health of all, God from heaven beholding human nature's fall. You, the true and only Son of God above, died as mortal man to save us by your love. Welcome, happy morning, age to age shall say. Hell today is vanquished, heaven is won today. Source of all things living, you came down to die. From the depths of hell to raise us up on high. Come then, true and faithful, come fulfill your word. This is your third morning, rise, O buried Lord. Welcome, happy morning, age to age shall say. Hell today is vanquished, heaven is won today. Free the souls long prisoned, bound with Satan's chain. All that once had fallen, raised to life again. Show your face in brightness, shine in every hand. As in Eden's garden, when the world began. Welcome, happy morning, age to age shall say. Hell today is vanquished, heaven is won today.
The introit is in your white bulletin insert. He gave to them to drink of the water of wisdom. Alleluia. He will strengthen them, they shall not be moved. Alleluia, alleluia.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him, sing psalms to Him. Talk of all His wondrous works. He is the Lord our God. He remembers His covenant forever. For He remembered His holy promise. He brought out His people with joy and gladness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. He gave them to drink of the water of wisdom. Alleluia. He will strengthen them. They shall not be moved. Alleluia. Alleluia. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy. You only are the Lord. You only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, are most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, who through the resurrection of your Son secured peace for our troubled conscience, grant to us this peace evermore, that trusting in the merit of your Son, we at length will come to the perfect peace of heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for Easter Tuesday is from the third chapter of Daniel. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward, accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the harp, flute, horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery and symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning, fiery furnace. And he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression of his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, Did we not cast 3 men into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, True, O king. Look, he answered, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. And the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gradual.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let Israel now say, His mercy endures forever.
The second reading is from the 13th chapter of Acts. Men and brethren, sons of the family of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, to you the word of this salvation has been sent. For those who dwell in Jerusalem are their rulers, because they did not know him, nor even the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath, that have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause for death in him, they asked Pilate that he should be put to death. Now when they had fulfilled all that was written concerning him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. He was seen for many days by those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses to the people. And we declare to you glad tidings, that promise which was made to the fathers, God has fulfilled this for us, their children, in that he has raised up Jesus. As it is also written in the second psalm, You are my son, today I have begotten you. This is the word of the Lord. The verse, Alleluia. Alleluia. The angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were terrified and frightened, and supposing they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them, "Have you any food here?" So they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and some honeycomb, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Then I sing creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
Hymn 145. Jesus, never lives, in whom my heart is pleased. He hath fulfilled the law of God for me. God's wrath he has appeased, since he in death could perish never. I also shall not die forever. I am content. I am content. I am content. My Jesus is my head. My member I shall be. Bowed his head when on the cross he died with cries of agony. Now death is brought into subjection for me to by his resurrection. I am content. I am content. I am content. My Jesus is my light, my radiant Son of grace. His cheering rays beam blessings forth for all. Sweet comfort, hope, and peace, this Easter sun has brought salvation and everlasting exaltation. I am content. I am content. I am content. At length I shall be free, awaken from the dead, arising glorious evermore to be, with you my living head, my Lord binding fetters sever. Then shall my soul rejoice forever. I am content. I am content. Our sermon text is from Luke chapter 24, verse 44. These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. In Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, there was a scroll. It was written inside and on the back. It was sealed with seven seals. And an angel proclaimed, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?" And sadly, no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So John says, "So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals.'" The key to the understanding of the scriptures is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. With the coming and revelation of Jesus, we know that the artery of life of the Old Testament is Jesus. Do not weep. Do not worry. Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, has come. What was written in the shadows is now detailed in perfect picture clarity. What was written in a dark and hidden manner is now clear and enlightened. Jesus tells them that all these Old Testament writings were concerning me, he says. And the very next thing which St. Luke records is, and he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. This opening their understanding. It's not a metaphysical change, nor is it a teaching of a kind of Kabbalistic method of interpretation. When Jesus related to the apostles that he was foretold in all of the writings of the prophets, Jesus was giving them the key to their understanding, to their interpretation, to their comprehension. These give them that key. These apostles were then the witnesses to the fulfillment of the Old Testament. When the apostles wrote the New Testament, when they wrote the Gospels and the Epistles, they were proclaiming that the promised Savior had been showed forth in his fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies. So when the women come to the tomb, they did not yet understand the resurrection of the Christ from the dead. They talked among themselves about who was worthy to open the tomb for them. They determined, no, this stone was too large, and none of them was worthy. But at the tomb, Mary Magdalene wept because she could not find the body of the Lord Jesus. The angel says, do not weep. They proclaim to the women none other than the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He is not here. He has risen as he said. So when we say that Jesus Christ opened the scriptures, the crowning revelation is seeing the glorious resurrection from the dead. The angels proclaim the resurrection with words and by pointing the women to the absence of Jesus' body lying in the tomb. When Jesus comes to the apostles, he proclaims the resurrection by showing them his hands and his feet. He even eats some honey and a piece of fish. And Jesus says, it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day. And so you see that there is no Christian understanding or Christian salvation without the necessity of Christ's passion and his resurrection. So the understanding of God's word comes when we believe in the death and resurrection. Romans 4, 24 and 25 says it this way, It shall be imputed to us who believe in him, who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offense and was raised because of our justification. Now the second thing which is taught in our text is what follows the opening of the sealed book, what follows the opening of the sealed tomb, and what follows the interpreting key of seeing Jesus Christ in his passion and his resurrection. Jesus says, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. Second, it is the necessity of Christ's, yes, suffering and resurrection, but that is followed by the necessity of the preaching of repentance and forgiveness of sins. So the content of the Old Testament, which now has been made clear, it must be proclaimed. The coming of the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of Jesse, must be shouted from the rooftops. The fulfillment of all prophecies is to be preached. And yet this message must be proclaimed in a way so that it creates faith and people come to believe. The Savior and his work is designed to create faith in the heart so the believer is justified and declared righteous. So how is that done? How is this preaching done? Well, through the preaching of repentance first and then forgiveness of sins. Man is unable to come to faith in Christ without first being broken by the law so that he confesses his sinfulness. Now, although the gospel message is for all men, only those who are first broken by the law are able to receive it. Due to man's sinful pride, we don't realize that we need a Savior or even a resurrection. Sinful man is so self-centered and preoccupied with his sin that he walks right by the sealed book without giving it a second thought. However, when the law has shown us our sinfulness and our offense before God, then we weep along with St. John. The law creates in us contrition. We see our need and we have a desire to have the book opened. And yet, when we look at the book, we say we are not worthy. So when the preaching of forgiveness follows contrition and confession, that gospel message can create faith or trust in Jesus Christ. By means of the gospel, the new believer drives away the fear and sadness of the law. Do not fear. They learn that Christ, who died and rose again, is worthy to open the book. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of Jesse, has prevailed to open the scroll, to loose its seven seals. And when opened, the message of forgiveness comforts troubled hearts. The message of forgiveness and the worthiness of Christ convinces us of our salvation before God. And then we become worthy through Jesus' work on our behalf. This proclamation of law and gospel must be of great importance. For I say to you, how could man's mere speech do such great things? It could not. So Jesus assures us that he will inject the preaching with his own power. He said, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." So it is the Holy Spirit who works through the preaching of the word to create contrition and faith. And what a great comfort it is to know that our Lord has all this worked out ahead of time. See, a little later in Revelation 5, it says, "Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll, to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation.'" Revelation 5. So what follows? Yes. What follows after the opening of the scroll? What follows after the preaching of law and of gospel, after contrition and faith? What follows is that the redeemed saints of God are praying. They are singing a new song to Jesus, our risen Lord. It sure sounds like exactly what we are doing in our Easter services. Confessing our sins, we come to hear about Jesus, the one hidden in the Old Testament, but now revealed by the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. We come to believe and trust in him, to put away our fear of God's law. We come to pray and sing to the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We stand for prayer. O gracious Lord Jesus Christ, honor and praise be to you that you have overcome sin, reconciled us with God, made a way for us to eternal life. Honor and praise be to you that by your death you have destroyed our death, and by your resurrection have brought us life. that we, your members, shall not remain in the grave, but will rise with you to glory everlasting. Honor and praise be to you also, that after your resurrection, you did mercifully show yourself to your disciples and friends, making glad their sorrowing hearts with exceeding comfort. We beseech you, therefore, reveal yourself to us and to all Christendom with peace and joy. Show us the print of the nails in your wounded side. And when we are slow of heart to believe, open to us the Scriptures. By your Holy Spirit, grant us rightly to know the mystery of your death and the power of your resurrection. Help us to believe without doubting that you did indeed hide our iniquity in the grave, and for our benefit you did destroy death and that grim prison house, and that you did truly rise and enter into your glory to make us partakers of the same, that as strangers and pilgrims on earth we may earnestly long for our eternal home and that rest of all the blessed. Depart on you, the living Lord of glory. May we also, by the renewal of your Holy Spirit, rise daily from servitude to sin, and as your living members, evermore delight in your service and praise. You, O Lord, are the strength of the weak, the consolation of the afflicted. May we, therefore, not despair in the hour of trial, even though our eyes behold you for a time. You, evermore, are our companion upon the way, the guest of our homes. Bless our daily bread. Grant peace unto our land and peace unto our souls, and preserve the joy and gladness of Easter continually in our hearts. When the day is far spent and the sun is about to set, when the shadows thicken about us, in the gathering of the gloom of the eventide of life and the agony and pain of death, graciously abide with us. Lead our souls out of this veil of sorrows into your heavenly Jerusalem. And on the great last day, when the voice of the archangel is heard, O risen Christ, you who are clothed with immortality and glory, raise up our mortal bodies and make them like unto your glorious body, and grant us peace everlasting in the mansions of heaven, where we shall see you face to face, where you will hold gracious conversation with us and be our joy and pleasure, our light and our glory, world without end.
Amen.
The offertory psalm is found in your white bulletin.
He bowed the heavens also and came down
with darkness under his feet. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. He sent out his arrows and scattered the foe, lightnings in abundance, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, the foundations of the world were uncovered.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is good and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb, which was offered for us and has taken away the sins of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, who said unto your apostles, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, regard not my sins, but the faith of your church, and grant unto her that peace and unity, which is according unto your will, for you live and reign with God, now and forever. Amen. I will receive the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Come. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. What is past our lips as food, O Lord, may we possess in purity of heart. What is given us in time be our healing for eternity. The communion psalm in your insert. Mm-hmm.
If then you were raised with Christ,
seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Alleluia. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Alleluia.
The Noctimus, we stand. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good,
and his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that the virtue of the Paschal Sacrament which we have received may ever remain in our souls. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.